Well, hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Not Your Child Road Safety Show, a show dedicated to road safety, sprinkled with entrepreneurship, with a hospitality cherry on top. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Julia Matthews, aka the Breathalyzer Girl, and owner of Not Your Child Corp, a Canadian company dedicated to, you guessed it, road safety. Check us out when you have a chance at notyourchild.com. Now, as usual, we'll start off our lovely day today with a couple feel-good songs to keep you company behind the wheel. And then we head right into our discussion section, move right back into some more feel-good music, and finally, as all good things come to an end, we close with our quote of the day. So what do you say? Stick around with me for a great show? Well, buckle up your seatbelts and let's dive into the Not Your Child Road Safety Show.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words that to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Friends, we are back with Phil Collins this week as promised. And last week we ended on a question.
I wonder if you remember that. Well, Phil is back to pick right back up where we left off. So stay tuned and you know, don't you touch that dial. We'll be right back. Here is another fun one. Who remembers Batman Turner Overdrive? Well, I'm sure when you hear it, you'll remember. Here is what we like to do at Not Your Child Corp. And it was actually requested by a Mr. Davy Mason. Davy Mason, this one's for you. Here is Taking Care of Business. Enjoy.
Taking care of business. We've been taking care of business. And friends, we are back with Phil Collins this week, as promised.
The ability to feel the fear that change and innovation triggers in us and move through it towards what it is we're trying to achieve, as opposed to allowing that fear to stop us from moving outside of our comfort zone. You see, the reality is that unless you have a strong emotional connection to a desired result that you're trying to achieve, you may want better results than you're currently getting, but you won't be willing to do the emotional labor of moving outside of your comfort zone to get those results. And most people don't have that level of motivation. Mm-hmm. So what they do instead is they try and change everybody else. They often try and use position-based power mm-hmm. to control, manipulate others to get them to change, because they're unwilling to change themselves.
Right.
And that's what creates the drama, chaos, and conflict. That's what creates the toxic environments mm-hmm. That we see every day. So it's really it really is a very challenging process mm-hmm. To develop emotional intelligence. And it's a lifestyle. The ROI keeps getting greater and greater. Let me give you a numeric example between intellectual intelligence and emotional intelligence. So let's say your ability to do intellectual labor, so it's like somebody giving you $10,000 a day for 31 days. So at the end of 31 days, you've got $310,000. I think of emotional intelligence as a penny that doubles in value every day for 31 days. So day one, you've got a penny. Day two, you've got 2 pennies. Day 31, you've got $10.7 million. Day 40, you've got over $5 billion. Day 50, you've got over $5 trillion. So whereas not everybody can have 160 IQ, anybody can develop their emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. If you have a high IQ, your parents had a high IQ, their parents had a high IQ, and you simply inherited those genes. So not everybody can have a high IQ, but anybody can develop their emotional intelligence. And the ROI is far greater than intellectual intelligence.
Are there any markers that you can see?
There's lots of them.
Yeah. I mean, like you can see in first meeting someone and speaking with them, the first conversation.
Markers
can you see? Yeah, go ahead.
They're more comfortable in their own skin. Mm. They tend to be more focused. Their behavior inspires people to follow their example. They have the ability to look at challenges and look for the opportunities that the challenges represent. They're more focused. They're more in the moment. They're more focused on actions and results.
Mm.
Wow. So yeah, there's all sorts of
markers.
Ways you can sense a person's level of emotional intelligence or their lack of emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, as a matter of fact, every emotion we have has a unique energy frequency. And when we lack emotional intelligence, we tend to be more resistive, judgmental, and attached to outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And the emotions we tend to associate with that are things like anger and grief and shame. And as we learn to lower our walls, as we learn to become less resistive, judgmental, and attached to outcome, we start to move towards higher frequency emotions like joy and love. And those attracts people with similar emotions.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'm working with a company in the music industry in LA right now. and we're looking to build an organization, a $500 million a year organization in the music industry. And the primary focus is emotional intelligence. So they want to be developing the emotional intelligence of their people. And they also want to work with songwriters and producers that also exhibit above average levels of emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. So they're well on the way to changing the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that happened. I hope that happened because there's a lot of change that needs to be done in the entertainment industry, especially the music industry. You know, you find yourself sometimes not liking the beats of a song, but hating the words. And it's just because a lot of the words are glorifying violence or glorifying something that is just not in alignment with your inner being. So, I hope they continue. Now, let me ask you this, because during my interview process, I always ask the applicant, what do you think soft skills mean? And what I realize, I don't know if you found this, Phil, just let me know if you found it. This is the question. What I realize is there's a lot of misconceptions of what soft skills mean. A lot of people think that it means always being nice. And I don't believe it does. I think that there are some moments being emotionally intelligent that you'll have to be quite blunt, just so to be clear and not waste time or waste understanding. And I want to know what your take on soft skills mean, because that's what a lot of people think. Like, you know, especially younger people, they think that, oh, it's being nice all the time. And, you know, and it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean letting all your emotions spill out either. I really believe that it means managing your feelings so that they're expressed appropriately and effectively. So they did. So when you express your feelings, you get closer to the intention that you wanted to come out of the conversation. But what say you about it? What do you think soft skills mean? Have you heard that misconception that it means being nice all the time? Tell me what your view is.
Well, there's a
why there's do you a, laugh? Tell me why you laugh.
There's a bigger fundamental issue that kind of answers this question, but it involves energy physics, and I don't think we have the time to get into that. But no, being emotionally intelligent doesn't require being blunt. It does require telling the truth, but telling the truth on its own isn't leadership. It's not, you have to tell the truth with compassion mm-hmm. for the person you're speaking to.
That's true.
And you can do that without resistance, judgment, or attachment outcome. And that creates a much healthier environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure the term soft skills really applies anymore.
Right.
I think the term soft skills really represents a lack of awareness
mm-hmm.
of how important these abilities are and how they're directly related to very measurable results. So they're really not soft skills at all. It's really a lack of awareness of how important and how valuable these skills are in guaranteeing success.
Well, maybe we're saying the same thing, but maybe we're differing in certain parts, because I feel soft skills are important, because I feel soft skills are how you do things. It's how, and there's one thing that I know, no matter where you go across the world, even if someone doesn't know or know what to do regarding being mannerable, good manners are always recognized. Even if the person doesn't really know how to do certain things, when you see someone being mannerable, you know that it's just good manners, even if you didn't know to do it. So I think soft skills, I think it's picked up by the other person. Maybe it's a different way, like I said, different way of being smart. But I think it's how you do things, you know, how you say things. And that's the soft skill, to not get a defensive response, or to not trigger a defensive response, or, you know, a disagreeable response in the other person as much as possible. So what do you think about that? I think it has a lot to do with emotional intelligence.
I think you're correct.
And friends, it's time for a little break. We'll be right back.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
You know, it's funny because we were talking about this Saturday, and we're talking about, I think, I'm wondering if now it's becoming so pressing with your program and what you're teaching, because it seems like there's so much time deficiencies in the world, you know, because as we were talking about on Saturday, you know, people need to take time for themselves, you know, and being alone is quite pleasurable, and taking time to be introspective. So do you think people being distracted, all the things that we're getting involved with, the devices, do you think just the way the culture of living, period, that is really what's affecting our emotional intelligence? You know, not taking time.
Sure. It's causing us to become, it's feeding the drama, chaos, and conflict that's causing us to become more resistive, more judgmental, and more attached to outcome, which is actually blinding us to what's going on in us and around us. So we're in trouble. We really need to be raising our level of consciousness so we can make better choices. And we do that by developing our emotional intelligence. And unfortunately, we don't do what we need to do. We do what we want to do. And what we want to do is often driven by pain. So as the level of pain continues to increase, that will motivate some people to be willing to do the emotional labor that the development of their emotional intelligence requires. But it will also motivate other people to go further into their comfort zone, to become more resistant and more judgmental and more attached to outcome, which is going to make the problems even greater.
Right.
So the folks I work with are the ones that are actually willing to leave their comfort zone and develop the abilities to become more authentic, emotionally intelligent leaders. So that's been my focus for the last 22 years.
Now, I can see where your course can be great for anyone wanting to do well in business. So is your course only for business leaders and entrepreneurs, or can someone? Yeah. Okay.
No. As I mentioned earlier, this program creates career, personal, and corporate success. It fixes everything.
Yeah.
So it's not a, it's, if you listen to the videos I sent you of executives that have gone through the MBL program, a lot of them indicate that it's had a major positive impact on not their only their career life. And their business, but their personal life.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I saw that.
Why did you ask the question?
Because I wanted to know, because those were business leaders and people in business. I wanted to know if people...
They're people.
But they were business leaders, though.
Well, they're people. A
lot of programs...
We're all in some kind of business. We're all providing some type of product or service.
Right. I just wanted to be clear about that, because a lot of programs you'll find now, they will be geared only towards entrepreneurs or people who have their own business.
We're not two different people.
Yeah.
Whatever set of habits we have, at work are the same set of habits we have at home. The same set of habits we have at home are the same set of habits we have at work. So when we develop better habits in one area of our life, it impacts every area of our life.
That makes sense. And I agree with that. I just wanted to let our audience know that even if you don't have a business of your own, even if you're not an entrepreneur, you can still benefit, or you can still join the program. Because we've had people here with programs only for entrepreneurs, only for people in business, right?
The best thing I can tell people, and I've been on about 100 podcasts this year talking about the value and importance of emotional intelligence. The best advice I can give your listeners is to bet on themselves by developing their emotional intelligence, by beginning the process of developing their emotional intelligence. The ROI is amazing.
So let me ask you something. Are you afraid for the world that will happen in the next 30 years, 20 years with the kids now that you find?
So the answer to your question is, the answer to your question is absolutely.
Yeah.
We're at a tipping point as a species on the planet. If we don't change our trajectory dramatically, in the next 15 to 20 years, quite frankly, I don't think we survived this century as a species. So in order for us to be able to do that, the development of our emotional intelligence is fundamental to our survival. So we're at a very challenging time in our evolution.
And we
need to be developing our emotional intelligence now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you from experience, it's an incredibly difficult process.
Mm-hmm.
But the ROI is amazing. It's phenomenal. And it impacts every part of our life, both personal and professional.
Yeah.
So it's whether we realize it or not, because of the accelerating rate of global change and our biological and sociological resistance to change, we have to be developing our emotional intelligence. And the sooner we begin the process of doing that, the better our lives will become.
Yeah, I agree.
Emotional intelligence isn't a solution to the challenges we're facing. Mm-hmm. It is the only solution to the challenges we're facing.
I can see that. Phil, tell us where to find you and tell us where our listeners should look you up to subscribe or to find out more about the program.
Yeah, I think I may have given you a link to my my
But
Zoom
I want you to
calendar.
Tell them here because they're listening.
Oh, okay. Well, you can reach me via you can get on my Zoom calendar and I'd be happy to have a chat with you. That's the best way they can reach me.
Okay. And they could check out MLB
MBL.
MBL, sorry, MLM. I don't know why MLB is in, because Major League Baseball. MBL.
Yeah.
MBL. Yeah. MBL. So MBL.com.
Well, there is no .com. There is no they can check out my my profile on LinkedIn. They can.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll make sure to include a link on this program. So when they listen, they can find the link easily.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Phil, thank you very much for this remarkable conversation. You know, we touched on a lot of different points. But we could talk about this forever, you know, because it's really, really important. It's really important. I mean, now even you're hearing about people quiet quitting and people are saying that, you know, things have changed now with the labor market. It's, you know, people, you know, it's more into the hands of the workers and et cetera, which it should be. But it's so much to figure out and so much to recalibrate ourselves to. So I thank you so much for coming on. And I hope to have you on again when you have time, because we could talk forever about this. I think this is very important.
Thanks, Julia. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
One last question. You see, I'm like Columbo now. One last thing just came into my mind. What's your wish for a world, Phil? If you could say I'm the genie, you rub the genie bottle. Hey, Julia, this genie's going to grant you 3 wishes. Tell me what your 3 wishes or even 1 wish for our world would be.
I have one wish.
Yes.
And that's that people start to invest in themselves by developing their emotional intelligence. That will fix everything.
And I believe that. I believe that. Thanks for that, Phil. Thank you very much. And thanks for being here with me.
My pleasure.
And you know, humor is good. Who doesn't appreciate a good laugh in the middle of the work week? Well, in that spirit, here is Johnny Paycheck with Take This Job and Shove It.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut, Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Hi, my name is Michael Pincus. I'm known as the Grape Guy, and I wear many hats. I write the Winery Spotlight blog for Not Your Child. I produce this radio show, but what I mostly do is drink wine and write down my thoughts and reviews on my website, michaelpincuswinereview.com. I think what Julia and Not Your Child is doing is amazing, and what her company provides is so worthwhile. It's not about not drinking. It's about watching what you drink and being accountable. And check out my website at michaelpincuswinereview.com to see what you should be drinking. Cheers.
There's no time for changing plans. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I
Not Your Child at some of your favorite events, keeping the fun going and with some awesome prizes while keeping our community safe with our devices and free breath tests. So if you have any questions about alcohol consumption or other alcohol-related questions, come by our booth, pick up some breathalyzers, or get a free breath test. All our techs are knowledgeable, friendly, and love to answer all your BRAC questions. Come over and say hi. See you soon.
Tough enough. cheek. I love you in the morning, and I love you at noon. I love you in the night, and take you to the moon. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Playing the fire, the burning money that I've earned, and not even worry about getting burned. I climbed the Empire State back for Muhammad Ali, just to have you, baby.
You know, we like to wind it all down for you with the quote of the day. And today's quote comes from Albert Camus. And I really do appreciate this quote. I actually try to live by it personally. He says, "An intellectual is someone whose mind watches itself." End quote. Again? Okay. An intellectual is someone whose mind watches itself. End quote. And that comes to us by Mr. Albert Camus. And I quite like that one.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friends, on the Not Your Child Road Safety Show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember, head to notyourchild.com/radio show to submit any questions, comments, or shout outs you want us to address on the next show. Until then, friends, I hope you continue having a lovely day. And remember our golden rule: when you feel different, you drive different. Drive sober. Ciao.